And good morning, and thanks for tuning in to 88.5 KRFY. This is The Morning Show, and we are live here in the studios on this beautiful Wednesday, last day of May, May 31st. And I'm Susie Prez, one of the hosts here this morning, and I'm sitting across from my co-host, my smiling, almost smiling co-host, Chris Bessler. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Susie. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's kind of a summery feeling morning out there, even if it's not quite sunny still. But gotta love this weather, huh?
It's fine with me, for sure. And what's going on?
Well,
that's what you always ask me, but I'm asking
what's
you.
What's going on around town? Well, as usual, there's a ton of things going on around town. And we're going to be talking about a couple of those. We're going to be speaking with a couple folks that are organizing the Bay Trail Fun Run. That's coming up a week from Sunday, June 11th. And we're going to be talking with Emily Cleveland and Nancy Dooley. Emily's here already. Say hi, Emily.
Hi.
It's nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
And then towards the bottom of the show, we're going to be talking with Sherry Ennis with Community Assistance League. She's going to be talking about Pause for a Cause, and that's happening on June 3rd, which is Saturday.
Yep, so that's coming right up.
We're going to be talking about a couple of the things going on around town right there.
That sounds good. How about the weather? You want to hear about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, today, currently it's 66 degrees from the National Weather Service with a 40% chance of showers today. And it looks like mostly cloudy with a high near 76, slight winds about 3 to 7 miles per hour. And tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with low around 53. On Thursday, 60% chance showers likely, high of 69, and Thursday evening, 40% chance of showers and a low of 48. But I see that sunshine coming up on Saturday, and it looks like Friday is only a 20% chance of thunderstorms.
So the weather's going to get a little bit wet. Actually, I'm looking forward to some rain because I don't know if you noticed, it's been rather dusty out there with pollen.
My car was covered in yellow this morning.
Yeah, it's been an exceptionally heavy pollen year. That's for sure. Other things going on outside. The sun rose this morning at 4:50 a.m. It'll set tonight at 8:37 p.m. Over the past week, with the days getting longer, we've gained 14 minutes of daylight per day. And the lake is now at 2059.6 feet. It's come up 0.8 of a foot the past 7 days, so the lake is still coming up to get to full pool at 2062. That's probably still a few weeks off, but it's getting up there. And of course, there's a lot of runoff coming down the rivers. The Priest River is running high right now. It's at 6260 cubic feet per second. And it's been hovering around 6,000 to 6,300 CFS. That's a lot of water coming down that river. As well as the Moye River is at 4240 CFS. It's actually down a little bit from 5,000 CFS about a week ago. It's kind of jumping up and down according to what happens with weather. But that's a lot of water for the Moye for people that enjoy whitewater.
I've been looking at some pictures on Facebook of people that are running that river right now, and it looks really fun.
Mm-hmm. It has a short season. The season only lasts a couple of months on the Moye before it gets too low to run, but it's a really fine whitewater run.
Yep. You know, one of the things I noticed is this, for some reason, kayaking. Well, Sandpoint Magazine had a big article, a picture of a kayak on the front, and I read a bunch of those articles, and it just made me want to get out. I've already planned a summer trip on the lake, an overnighter from Johnson's Landing with friends from another part of the country. So it's definitely going to be a year for kayaking, I think.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Every year is a year for kayaking. So
yeah, I agree.
But it's a great way to get out and see the lake, that's for sure. And so we've just been joined by Nancy Dooley.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
You're here to just talk about the Bay Trail Fun Run as well.
I am. And I did hear about a lot of people going down the river this weekend at Moye and some big spills and cold water retrievals, but lots of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You must exercise caution, however.
Yes.
So
I want to just throw out one thing before we get started on talking about the Bay Trail Fun Run that's coming up and how to access registration and why this is an important fundraiser for our community is that KRFY is one of the sponsors. So that's, we're very pleased to be one of the sponsors of this important event.
Yes, we've had a nice partnership for several years now. We really appreciate your support, and vice versa. This is just a great, great part of our community to have this radio station. So thanks for having us.
So Nancy and Emily, let's start at the start, and that is, you know, what group is putting on the Bay Trail Fun Run?
Well, Emily works with the Idaho Conservation League, and they're one of the sponsors, as well as Friends of the Ponder Bay Trail. And then, of course, Trinity at City Beach has been a sponsor for the last few years. The race takes place right in front of the restaurant there and the hotel on the City Sand Peak. I can't talk this morning. at Sandpoint City Beach, and then flows on down to the Ponderay Bay Trail after you pass the Seasons Condos, and then comes back. And that's the 5K, and then the 10K goes on out along the Sand Creek Trails and comes back again.
So the 10K goes down the Ponderay Bay Trail, then it comes back, and it loops around, and then it goes down the Sand Creek side.
Right. So we get both the creek side and the lake side for the run.
Yeah.
But you mentioned the sponsors, so those are the lead guys. But then, of course, to put on a race like this, it is a fundraiser, and so we really appreciate all of our sponsors, and we have a whole crew of them from Taylor & Sons, for example, Evergreen Realty, Equinox, Andy Platy, Finn & McDonald. Those are just some of us, some of the great sponsors that have come out, and they've come back every year. The Fragoso Incorporated, Berg & McLaughlin, Keoki, of course, who helps us with our cool brochures every year, and just a whole smattering of them. And we really, really appreciate everyone's effort to put on this race. The sponsors pay for the race to happen. There are some costs involved with timing and T-shirts orders and that kind of thing. Excuse me. But then all of the race entries are what's the profit. So the more racers that come out and join us, the more funding we'll have to work to expand and improve the trail. So we really appreciate everyone signing up to be a part of this.
So the money goes to support the Ponderay Bay Trail. Give us a little status report on that. We have a trail, of course, but there's still more to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's still tons more to do. And our next, besides some improvements that include increased parking, of course, is an issue that we want to address. And we want to add some interpretive signage along the trail to give some historical perspective and environmental information. But right now, one of our bigger pushes is looking to put an underpass into Ponderay that would help link that trail to the city that's been sitting there by the lake for a long time, and residents and visitors have only been able to trespass over the railroad tracks. So it's a safety issue. It also would make it a much better non-motorized commuting trail to have that underpass, and it would link it back into the trails that hook into Sand Creek and Sandpoint again.
So that'd be basically the north end of the trail in Ponderay. And does that require acquisition of some more property?
It doesn't necessarily, but it does require a lot of work with the railroad, and it requires a lot of fundraising. And the efforts lately have been to do all the due diligence that needs to be done before that, because we're applying for a federal Tiger grant. That's a transportation grant that would help fund the project like this. And in the past, these grants have been used for communities like ours to increase the possibility for non-motorized transportation and safety issues, and it creates a lot of amenities for the community. So we think we have a pretty good chance, but in order to apply for a multi-million-dollar grant, we need to do a lot of due diligence, which include a lot of sub-area planning and other plannings in the area. So Ponderay has been working on that. We've been working on that. And we'll keep checking off all the to-dos until it's time to apply.
So how far out would that be to apply for this Tiger grant?
Well, we've looked at other communities, and it's taken around 7 to 11 years, but we're already several years into the process from start to finish when you start to visualize it and finalize it. So, we may actually apply for it next year if everything comes into play.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. And then do they decide that year? Is it pretty fast get the grant put in?
Yes. And if you don't get it, you can apply again, and they all give you feedback about how to improve it.
I just want to say we were off the air for a few minutes, and I want to let our listeners know this is 88.5 KRFY. It's the morning show with Chris and Susie, and our guests in the studio are Nancy Dooley and Emily Cleveland, representing and organizers of the Ponderay Bay Trail Fun Run that's coming up on the 11th of June.
They missed all my good jokes, I just said.
I know. Yeah. So same
you'll have
again.
To tell those jokes again,
Nancy.
Oh,
no, I'll have to think of something.
So this is an important community event. KRFY is a sponsor, and we just, let's continue the conversation. Okay. But I wanted our listeners.
Well, how much did we miss there, Susie?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, one thing we were talking about was the fun run itself, which is coming up Sunday after this Sunday, June 11th. Let's talk a little bit more about that, and I want to come back and talk more about what it's for. So the fun run again is.
It's our fifth annual Bay Trail Fun Run. It takes place right down at City Beach. Starts there on Sunday, June 11th, 9 a.m. There's still plenty of time to sign up, and you can sign up to walk or run. It's a competitive, professionally timed race, so it's a competitive run, but it's really awesome because so many people come out to walk in it. So it's a family fun gathering as well, and we really appreciate all those folks who pay to run, because as we mentioned, which you might not have heard, the proceeds go to help improve and expand this trail that has become a very, very popular trail here, big part of our community. And so there's still some chance to expand it with an underpass that we were mentioning, if you guys are off the air for a little bit, and also some interpretive signs and whatnot along the trail, and some increased parking. So we're really encouraging everyone to come out and sign up for the race. I mentioned that we have sponsors that help fund, take care of any costs that are involved, but our profits for this race, the revenue that we need, comes from your signups. So you can do so still online by going to www.pobtrail.org. You can sign up there. There's also brochures all around town. You can mail in your registration if you want. And if you operate a little bit last minute, like some of us, I got here at 8:05 when I was told to arrive at 8. You
a little confession there.
Right. You can still sign up the day before the race, or even crazy, the morning of. So the night before, from 4 to 7:30, we're going to have a gathering down at Trinity at City Beach Restaurant under the tent. And so you can come get your packet pickup stuff. So everyone who signs up, you know, they get some cool stuff. They get a T-shirt, a water bottle, freebies, all sorted stuff that goes in the bags from different groups that have donated. And then if you haven't registered, you can do so during that time.
And really, we call it a fun run, but it's also a fun walk, because a ton of people walk it just to support the trail.
Right.
And they get the course, they get the swag, they get the
coolest t-shirts. Yeah. Everyone likes our t-shirts. They comment on how soft and great they are.
Yeah. Emily, tell us about Idaho Conservation League's role in this. Why is ICL involved?
Sure. Well, one of the program areas that ICL works on is sustainable communities, and this trail is a great example of ways to make our community, hopefully with this Tiger Grant, more linked if we can connect with Ponderay and Sandpoint and have a non-motorized commuting route from between the two communities. And it's also just great to have a local unpaved trail that's so accessible downtown. I think it's a big draw for people who are visiting the area, and it's a really huge asset for those of us who live in town. So it's just something that really contributes to the quality of life here, and it's important for creating opportunities for people to get out and be healthy, take your dog for a walk, and enjoy the place that we live. So having that lakefront area accessible to the community and not having it locked up by, you know, private landowners is a pretty incredible thing. So it's something that is important to ICL, because we try to make sure that we're looking out for the communities and healthy families and sustainable living.
So we might have been off the air when we were talking about the underpass that's planned for the Ponderay end, the north end of the trail. How would that, Emily, I put this to you, how would that affect the ability to use the trail more for commuting?
Sure. So the funds that we raise from this event will be earmarked to be put towards the matching funds necessary for a federal transportation grant, and that's the Tiger Grant. And so we're hoping to raise a good amount of money to get that process going, and as Nancy mentioned, hopefully apply to that grant next year. There's been a few years of feasibility studies and things like that, and so we're getting into that process, and hopefully if we get enough funding to create that matching amount, we can get that process going, and So what that grant would do is allow us to put a underpass underneath the railroad tracks. And so currently the residents in Ponderé have to either walk across that busy railroad by foot, which is dangerous, to say the least.
It's actually trespassing.
And it's also illegal. Yeah. And so, you know, that the fact that that community is so close to the water and doesn't have any safe or legal access to the shore is pretty incredible. And so we're hoping to remedy that by getting this underpass and letting the residents in that community have that safe and legal access. And it could really create an economic boost for that community as well. If, you know, if businesses are wanting to be there, or people are wanting to spend more time in that area because there's access to the lake, and, you know, people can then bike along the trails down to Sandpoint instead of having to get in their car and drive all the way down. And so having that commuting route along there, whether people are walking or biking or running to town, would be really great.
When you talk about an underpass down at the Kootenai end of the Bay Trail, just as a thought, you want to make a matching grant with a Tiger grant with the Idaho Department of Transportation. What in the world does that cost? I mean, some kind of an estimate to put a underpass underneath a railroad.
Yeah, it's several million dollars.
Okay.
And that we've already had it estimates done for it. And whether you do a pedestrian path or a motor vehicle path, it's only not that much different. I mean, $1 million is a lot, but when you're talking about $7 million, it's not a huge difference, because you still need to have it large enough for emergency vehicles to get down. That would be required. So the cost for that is on the higher end, because a lot of contingencies have been put into that. It may be less money than that when it comes down to it, but that would be the worst case scenario.
So can we get the railroads to contribute to this?
That would be awesome, yes.
Is that a prospect, though?
Well,
is this something you're working on?
Safety is definitely an issue for the railroads there, and they've had to improve the tracks along that way. You know, there was a big blowout that happened in Ponderé this spring.
You're right.
The culvert couldn't handle the water coming through. So we're hoping that maybe some improvement tie-ins could be in play at the same time and acquire some funding from that.
And it could simply be a mitigation factor for the railroads to make nice with the community for all the inconveniences with it we suffer, and hazards as
right,
well
right.
at all the crossings we have in this community.
For sure.
So at the north end, would commuters be able to access the area from, say, Ponder Point and Whiskey Jack? There's a lot of residents there.
Right
it'd
now.
It'd be nice for them to be able to get into town, and of course from people in town to be able to bike out to that area too.
Sure. And when you look at our latest trail plan, there are some access points that are on there, with the idea that right now there is a primitive trail that comes through there that people use that hooks in. And between Ponder Point, for example, and the Ponderé area of the trail where Black Rock is and all that is quite a bit of steep and wetland area. So there has been a trail that's been surveyed through there that would make the most sense, to be the least expensive and most environmentally safe. So that would require some boardwalks and whatnot. But there's no plan to ever make a trailhead over in Ponder Point, because that is a residential community. That would be more of an access point where someone could walk or ride their bike on, but not parking. But there is a museum or visitor center going in Kootenai out there, and we thought that could be a good access point for people that could drive and park if they wanted to drive to the trail and have access parking from that side. And then it would come over and have a upland type feel to it, and then hook down into the trail by the underpass.
Is that a pretty firm deal, this visitor center you just mentioned? Or
yeah, I believe it's all in the works for sure and happening. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Have in this whole process of trying to get Kootenai to have an access to the lakefront, you're looking at an underpass. Have you thought about an overpass? I can't even imagine what that would look like. But
well, you know, an overpass actually comes out more expensive than an underpass.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
So we're going to have the Bay Trail Fun Run, and this is the fifth year you mentioned.
Fifth year, yes.
So how many people have been turning out?
We usually get around 400 to 500 every year, and it looks like our numbers are up this year, so we're excited about that and hoping to have more than that even this year.
And it is a competitive timed race for those who want to
run. That's right, and there's prizes out there. So for every age group, and we've made a lot of age groups, there's first, second, and third prizes that go out to the winners. And it's really great to see people excited that they've won something. So we have that, and then, of course, like we said, we have participation bags for everyone who signs up, gets some good little freebies and goodies. And there's a little scene going on down there. We'll have some music playing, and we'll have massages out there. And Trinity puts out a nice spread of bagels and fruit and whatnot for all the runners. Evans Coffee donates the coffee, Evans Brothers. And it's a very nice feel. There's Creations usually comes down and has some stuff going on for the kiddos. And you know, the last 5 years we've had, or 4 years we've had, good weather. We'll see.
What were you just knocking on?
Knocking on your wood table here. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that we get that again.
Yeah, you never know in June. But
we're hardy folks. We don't care. We come out in the rain or not.
Runners run all year. But yes, as you said, this is a fun family run.
Right.
And or, as Chris said, walk. So it's really a community participation in support of something that really makes our community stand out. It's that Bay Trail. It's pretty amazing, and I think anyone that's worked on it and been a part of it should be very happy about the outcome to have that. You know, I had a couple of guys in here last night interviewing them. They're driving, actually three of them brothers that are riding bikes across the country for two charities. And they were just blown away by our community.
Oh, really?
And I think they mentioned the Bay Trail Fun Run and Chafe 150 and just different things. And one thing I noticed is your sponsors, same sponsors for the Chafe. This is such a good giving community.
I know.
And Trinity, we have to say their names a few times because they're doing it all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yes. It's just so wonderful to be a part of this community where people come out and support the things that really matter. And so we're excited again to put this on again with all of our great sponsors. And I could name a few of them for sure, but we've got going here. We've got the Kalispell Tribe of Indians as our lead sponsor. They've been very, very great supporters for several years. We've got Outdoor Experience helps out, Sandpoint Furniture, Waterfront Property Management, Sweet Lou's. Sweet Lou's has been a great donor this year. Avalanche Design, Opie does all of our graphic work for us. Sandpoint Rotary helped out. They also installed some cool new benches down there if you haven't seen them. Your Station, KRFY, has been great support for a long time. Evergreen Realty, Fregoso and Company. So, there's a lot of us out there. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, this is the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show with Chris and Susie, and we're speaking this morning with Nancy Dooley and Emily Cleveland, mm-hmm. Who are organizers behind the Bay Trail Fun Run coming up Sunday after this, June 11th. Right there, starting at City Beach.
That's the other nice thing about this run is that we've got a lot of people helping out, people like Judy Thompson and Julie Nye, Susan Drumheller. There's a lot of folks that give some time. Barbara Brown, so thanks mm-hmm. to all the support of the workers, too.
Yeah.
And so we got just a few minutes left here. Let's talk a little bit more about the trail, the cause this supports. So how's it doing with the dogs? Because I know that in past years, owners failing to pick up after their dogs was a bit of an issue.
You know, we usually have a poop pickup party every spring after the snow melts, and people did it on their own. It really wasn't an issue this year. We had a lot of snow, and we had a lot of dogs down there. So thanks to all the folks who take care of it. You know, that's the other thing that happens. There's a lot of regulars that literally walk every day, and they really have taken ownership over that trail. And you get little calls from them. Well, something happened here. There's a tree branch down. You know, if they can't handle it themselves, they'll let us know, and we'll get on it. So it's been great. We had a group of folks that came out. The Bonner County volunteer group came out and did a little work party a couple weeks ago and tightened things up. We like to trim things back a little bit for the run and just make sure there's no tripping hazards and all that. So they came out and did that. And I got an email yesterday from someone saying, thank you so much for letting us have a place to take our dogs. We get those every once in a while. People really appreciate the, mm-hmm. we have the cities of Sandpoint and Pend Oreille have dog policies. And on the trail right now, you're allowed to not have your dog on the leash as long as he's in control. And so many people still go down there with their dog on a leash, but there are some, if your dog is, responds well, yes, then you can have them off, which is nice because then they can go swim in the lake and all that.
Yeah, and they can run.
Yeah.
On a leash, you can't keep up with your dog.
No.
Yeah, so it's a great place to take a dog, as long as you clean up after your dog.
Right, right. And the dogs are always welcome, except for those couple hours that we're having our run. So we ask that you keep the dogs home. You can bring your strollers and your young children. Just head to the farther in the back a little bit to avoid any of the competitive runners. But just keep the dogs away for a couple hours and then bring them on back.
One of the things I've noticed over the years, that issue about dogs and cleaning up has really changed. As you said, people are starting to be very conscious of that. But so it's a picture of things do change. It just takes time.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got our mutt mitts located down there, which we always keep full. And there's a trash can right there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that there's some work or ideas going on to improve parking.
Yes. So we're limited by the space there because there's the big culvert area between the water treatment plant and the parking. And so there are different plans going on about we realigned it already and it increased quite a bit. There is still no parking along the to-be-built condos there that are along the line there. They want to make sure that's...
Where there's a foundation, there's a concrete foundation there.
Right.
Yeah, so and you can't park in front of that.
Right, and it says no parking, and they have towed at times. The city has to tow. So the nice thing is if there's not enough parking there, you can just park at City Beach and increase your walk a little bit along the road there. There's a nice walking path. It's very pleasant. But we hope to see if we can't get some funding to expand that over. We'd have to put in some sort of a big culvert and do some movement of dirt and whatnot to expand it, move the fence. But the city of Sandpoint is okay about it if we can figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. It sounds like fun. Let's mention one more time how to sign up and register and where to go and what
sure.
can happen.
Yeah, and before I do that, I also wanted to say that I always had this idea that it would be cool for someone to have a summer job. So if there's anybody out there listening, where you take a bike, what are those things called that have the people can sit in the back of the bike, a little bike carriage.
Bike caboose,
yeah, and so you transport people from the parking down at City Beach up there, and you know it could be some small wage or tip oriented.
That's a very good idea.
I don't know about that. That's a good idea because
really?
You're taking a walk anyways. I don't know if you.
But some people just want to be on the trail. They don't want to have to park from City Beach. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
It'd be a free service. Yeah. You wouldn't have to.
Yeah, a high school kid could try that.
Right. Yeah. Tip only.
Yeah.
But yes, please sign up. Sign up. You've got 2 weeks left, or a little less than 2 weeks. It's Sunday, June 11th, and you can sign up by going to www.pobtrail.org. If you just go to the website and stick in Google and stick in the Bay Trail Fun Run. You'll come up on our website, you can just follow the links real easy to that. You can look up Pondere Bay Trail or look up Bay Trail Fun Run and you'll get there. If you have questions, you can call us at 208-946-7586. And then there's mail-in registration forms all around town at the different locations you expect, like Outdoor Experience and the different athletic entities, athletic groups. So... please sign up.
Okay. Emily, any final words?
I think Nancy covered it pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting some good numbers, but we're hoping to get a big group of people out this year. So
big turnout. This is probably about the only fundraiser for Friends of Pondere Bay Trail.
We do two events a year. We have this in the spring, and in the fall we do our annual party, sip and shop type gathering, mm-hmm. which has... Oh, yeah, and I forgot, at this event, all kids 12 and under are free. So that's a really nice thing. You can sign all the little guys up, and they love to be a part of this. They get their bib number on. They're super proud. And then we also have silent auction items. So there'll be some cool items there. You can, after your race or while you're hanging out, you can sign up, and everyone goes home with something cool.
Mm-hmm. Great. Later.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Nancy Dooley and Emily Cleveland, and telling us about the Pondere Bay Trail Fun Run that's coming up on the 11th of June and how to access it. And we're always happy to have you in the studio. So thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Susie. Thanks, Chris.
We have a song we're going to put on while we invite our next guest, which is Sherry Ennis from the Community Assistance League, who is going to tell us about their fundraiser that's coming up on the 3rd, which is Saturday, called Pause for a Cause. And so we picked a song. Emily and I picked a song. It's called Runaway. It's really nothing about running, but it does have the word run in it.
Yeah.
And this is Del Shannon, Runaway. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you.